Bang, bang, bang.
I like your shirt.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Hey there, it's, what's today? Oh, her date's not up there. July 12th? 12th. Oh, don't have the date on there. Sorry, I'm on a different computer.
Yeah, hi, it's the 12th, and we're here, and we're live, and we're together, and we're sober-ish. Yay for us!
Woo-hoo! Although Miss Ashley's missing. I don't know where she is.
I'm sure you'll hear a decline in our productivity tonight as the show goes on. Is the chat room open?
I don't know.
Oh dear. So we may not have a chat room at the moment.
But we're working on it.
Excuse us. I'm sorry. We're so bad. This is not okay.
But we're soberish, like I said. Let's start. So Scotty Too Hotty cannot call and yell at us and tell us to be bad kids. We're going to be good kids. And right now, just to tell you guys what's going on, we're playing credit card roulette for the pizza man with Jeffrey's credit card. This is hilarious. And the green one wins.
It sure does. I'm so sad that nobody's in the chat room, so nobody's even listening to us, I don't think. We're popular because we haven't really been tweeting.
There's
Toku. Hi, Toku. Oh, we see you called in. The chat room's now open. If you could let everybody know in the group that we're here, we're clear, and the show's on.
Yeah, we're ready to go. So where are you at? Where are you at? Oh, there they are. They're logging in. Hi, everybody.
You know we're doing a show. Do you not know how to shut the fuck up, Midge?
Yeah, that was the Midge. She was doing she was making like a gorilla and pulling a bug out of my hair, and then she ate it.
She's a little embarrassed after last night because the bitch was so drunk she kept falling down a hill and then puked the whole way home. It was a little traumatic.
Aw, that was just rude. You got to out her like that?
Out with Miss Johnson.
Whoa, hey.
We're not allowed to talk about that.
Oh.
Hey.
So we had
what happens with Miss Johnson stays with Miss Johnson.
That's right.
Oh, right. Have you met Miss Johnson?
No, and I already know the rules.
This is Miss Katrina Johnson. You may know her from All That on Nickelodeon.
Well, I don't know who that is.
Or you may not.
Well,
yeah,
Michael,
who
he's straight. I'm sorry. He lives across from me.
Ketchup.
Scott.
Ketchup. On Ketchup
Hi.
Street. Scotty, the police are.
Do you really have to store that list, really?
Okay. That's not the real name of the street, but that's just what we call it,
okay.
Stooge.
All right.
Remember when we went chunky ducking last week? That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
If you're in the chat room, can you hear us all okay? Can you let us know? Somebody, Sam, Jennifer, let us know if you can hear us okay.
Yeah, and you do not need to mention that I am schnockered because, that was posted on Facebook. Why state the obvious, people? Hello.
Like, she just got to New York for her first time to celebrate my nuptials. What do you think is going to happen, stupid?
My nuptials.
Yeah, of course I got to be shmammy.
So I just want to let you know, Christina, our old producer that's been on the show quite frequently lately, because she regrets leaving us because she wants to be in the reality show, which I don't blame her because it's going to be fantastic. She is in the pool right now, and her melons are floating like sons of bitches.
Those things
sank
along.
Yeah, and Madison Devine is here with us. We're all, except for Miss Ashley. We've got unscripted radio, past and present. It's kind of fantastic.
We're frozen.
And we're doing frozen Jello shots, which are quite an experience.
You know, I got to say, I think I like them better frozen.
Good.
They're delicious.
It's a little more work, though.
My tongue is numb.
You can't get as drunk this way.
I know. She says Katrina says she had to leave early because she spent too much time with the bow nodules because her tongue was numb.
Whoa. Careful.
Just saying.
Because her tongue was numb.
Mm-hmm.
It happened.
Yeah, for you.
I said I got to stop hanging out with this group because my tongue is numb.
So, Kat, let's talk about today and what we did and where we went, but we can't say the name of the
place. Oh, okay. Here's what happened. Listen, I got this.
I don't want to offend my friend that's helping.
Okay, so we get up and we start to go grocery shopping for wedding food. And then Jeffrey takes me to this sandwich shop that he's talking about frequently where they wear green caps. And he says as we sit down, he goes, "Oh, well, I hope we don't get food poisoning." I said, "No, food poisoning would be great because I'll fit into my little size 2 Chinese wedding dress." Well, then, wouldn't you know, we actually do kind of not start to feel good. And then we go to the hall where we're decorating for the wedding and we're making place settings and putting up lamps and it's all pretty. And I tell Jeffrey's mom where he took us for lunch, and she says, "Jeffrey, how did you get there? You know that place going to give you diarrhea." I'm like, "Really? How are you going to do that?" And all of his friends are like, "No, you did not take her there. You got to wake up for that." And sure enough, he was right. It's not good.
You all made
Yeah, we had a whole lot of drama today. You know, after the sub shop. But it gets worse from there. And then we ran out of place settings for the tables.
No, the centerpieces.
The centerpieces. Yeah.
The cereal bowls.
Yeah. They sold them the wrong amount. We didn't have them. You played it happen.
Well, they gave us the wrong amount of centerpieces. If we haven't had enough problems with the wedding. Okay, well, can somebody dial up on their cell phone and put us on speaker? We're sorry, kids. Little technical difficulties. So the centerpieces were short, and you know, it's been a rough week for Joe and I. But everything worked out. We called them, you know, we redirected the food, we switched some stuff up, and you know what? It's all going to work out, and we're just going to enjoy our day because what else can you do at this point?
Yo, I'm getting wet.
So that's what's up. Oh, now we got Christina's coming down with her melons, Katrina's face, and Katrina is giving the sign for no.
I like fruit.
Oh, no. Oh, Madison says nothing is fruitier than this. I love that Scotty is still screening Katrina. She has called in again, and this bastard is still screaming her. God bless her.
What kind of melons do I have?
Wait, Katrina, is that not you?
No.
Oh, I thought you called it.
I did.
Under your normal?
Yeah.
The five?
Shut up, me. Hi. Hello. I'm back.
Now we got an echoing problem.
Well, appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Sarcasm.
Exact.
Talking smack.
Honey, you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
I think we all got to go to different locations to continue this. Now Madison is called in. Mike, okay, we all got to split up. Everybody scatter like cockroaches. Okay. Oh, I slipped. Oh, my towel fell naked. Okay, Kev. No, I don't want to go that way. Oh, this is a horrible situation. So, what's happening? We're all trying to scatter like roaches in light. You know, like what happens in places that have cockroaches. I'm just saying. Mike and Katrina, are you here yet? No, you're muted. I'm going to unmute Mike. And
do it. Hey.
Welcome
okay.
back.
Thanks. Just so everybody can understand where we're at right now, I was just floating on a lounge chair with my very own bedazzled fishbowl, Love and Life. Yeah, it's pretty sexy. It's a good look. We took pictures. We'll have to post them.
Yeah, we'll get those up on our Facebook page because you guys can track in the album.
Because it's fabulous, and that's how we will.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going with those jello shots, boo-boo?
Closer up.
This is Madison.
Yeah, that's Madison. Madison's talking.
Madison.
That's because I'm getting screened. Not anymore.
Oh, see, you see? Scotty too hotty. What are you doing? Are you going to come on and yell at me today? Because I'm behaving.
Well, we're trying to.
Right, for now. For now, we are behaving.
Okay, can I just tell you how much bullshit this is? Like, we're together, and I'm, like, segregated on the porch by myself. But you're at the back of the house.
Yeah, you sound like Morse code.
Yeah, you can come back over here.
Can you
is
hear
it
me now?
Skype connection? Is it really bad?
Yes, come over here. And
just
hang up.
Tell Christina to bring me my phone.
Christina, bring her a phone.
Christina, get your ass up and bring her a phone.
This is such a professional show.
Well, that's how we do here at Unscripted. Unscripted, doing it how we do. Unscripted. If you guys
well, now we got phone. That's not amazing.
Mike,
and let me just tell you how adorable Katrina looks in her show attire right now.
Very nice.
I'm wearing a sparkly bikini. It's hot pink with, like, silver snakeskin, and it's shiny.
That's the same one.
Greg. Oh, I hear Scott, the other Scott. Okay, could somebody tell my mother come to the front porch with the house phone? How about that? Can we do that? Can anyone?
Right. It's the one to be bothered.
No.
Hello.
Okay, really? That picks up my father? Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Mike, that sounds pretty good. Who's phone? Oh, you're on your... I'm looking at it. Oh, my own.
Oh, wow.
Where are you?
I'm on the front porch. Somebody come with me.
Oh, that's not the first time you said
here.
That.
You just come over here, Ding Dong.
And what's funny is your husband's smiling right now.
What are you doing to him, Madison?
Absolutely nothing. I'm being good.
Talking about what you did to him.
Yeah, Scott's talking about what you did to him and what I'd like to do to him.
Wait, Scott,
remember, I'm not a homo wrecker.
Wait, Scott's talking about what I did to him?
Yep.
Like my brother's friend, Ginger Junk, back there?
Yes.
I ain't do nothing to Ginger Junk. He's not my type. He's a little squirrely.
He's got a big mouth.
What you just called him.
He's a little squirrely.
Your mom's out back now.
Bitches. You're all echoing.
That's because we're talking about the pizza right now.
I know, Madison, you got to walk away from them so you're not in hearing distance.
What did he say about you?
He called him squirrely.
I did call him squirrely because he's squirrely. Scott, Mom, you know Scott squirrely.
I
saw him.
So
oh no. Scott, why don't you tell everybody how last Friday night you drove home drunker than shit?
Me?
Yes, yeah, Scott. Go ahead. I saw you, fool, and I was yelling your name from my Aunt Claudia's pool.
He saw you and he was calling your name from the pool. Where were you? You were wasted.
During the day?
Connection.
What time
do you normally get drunk?
You heard Scott's here.
Oh, shut up. Hurry up. You know what? Now I'm getting cussed out by my mother talking about I heard Scott's here. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Here's the thing. I don't know if Scott has ginger junk. I just know he's a ginger. Maybe it's dyed. I'm not for certain. Katrina, could you find out for us? Oh, Joyce, I think I just broke your chair. Oh, I'm going down, kid. Mom, could you
that's not a bird.
Could you move your ass?
You're mixing
I know you're slow, but Jesus, woman, you're only 50-something. Come on, chop, chop.
You know, too much order.
Wait, she's only 20 years older than you?
Yeah, she had me when she was like 25 or I don't know. Shut up, man. Because
you're 37.
Bitch, she would have been 12. Wait, and no, she would have been like 14 when she had me. This is not West Virginia, okay?
Your mom
was
younger.
She had you?
No.
Okay, could somebody else talk? I mean, is anybody else doing this show? I'm just wondering.
Mm-mm.
We're all staring
no.
at each other.
Okay, I guess they need Jello shots. So I guess I'm doing this all on my own.
It's what? All you. Get your ass over here.
Mom, what are you doing? Go put it on my check. Okay, my mother's just handing me like 10 credit cards. Like, go put them in my wallet.
Can she hand me one?
Okay, so you guys need to take over for a second so I can mute myself and get on this house phone.
Yeah, Miss Karen just texted me. Let's see if I can read this and do a show at the same time.
Mike can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
I'm sorry. Oh, well, Miss Karen's at a game, apparently. Hello? Am I still on the air? I don't hear anything. I don't know if Jeffrey muted me or
you're on
like,
the air. I have to mute myself.
Oh. Christina has celebrity news. We're gonna do a throwdown with Christina this week.
I do.
Thursday.
So we're at Stacy's house, Mike's step on there. And Kristen Chenoweth, she's a big Broadway star. She's known for her role as Glinda in the original Broadway cast of Wicked. She was on the set of The Good Wife, and apparently she does have a disorder where she does have, like, fainting spells, quote-unquote. Not really technical. But she apparently was on the set of The Good Wife, and a light or something came crashing down and actually hit her in the back of the head. I was concerned about this. I guess she, you know, got rushed from the set to the hospital. They did whatever they needed to do to repair her. It was kind of scary. She was in critical condition. But the good news is she's actually home recovering as of yesterday. So thoughts and prayers go out to Miss Kristen Chenoweth. So,
do you think she broke – did she break her vagina or no?
I don't think she broke her vagina. It hit her in the head unless she got some kind of fucking –
Well, I want, you know, Kat's been here for over 24 hours, so I really want to know how does her vagina feel. My mother's going to kill me if she hears me talking like this on her front porch.
How's your vagina feel?
Really? Reporting live, bitch on the move. Reporting right from my vajay. Life is good. Life is good. Things are great here in the Netherlands. And
okay. Wait a minute. Katrina, how did you get hammered in the last, like, 7 minutes I've been away?
I didn't. What the fuck? You're asking about my lady bits. What do you want me to say? That they're delicious?
Well,
what?
Well,
what would
I
you like
to say,
me to say about them?
I have to say they are delicious and they taste like chicken.
Oh, my gosh. This is unacceptable. Your parents are right here, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, your parents are right here.
They know I gave up vagina for Lent like a couple decades ago, so we're all good.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I just got a lighter thrown at my face, and it's missing.
Listen, I think that you need to get over here. What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for my ship to sail in. Could you find the lighter you just chucked at my face?
What? Are you talking about?
Now I'm told I'm being a dick. Scotty Too Hottie, do you think you could come on and help us kind of keep control of this shit? Like, what's happening here? I think it's over between my legs. You want to find it for me? I'm just saying.
What?
Okay.
What?
So.
Whoa. What's going on here, Jeffrey? Where are you?
I don't know. Where's our other co-host? So, it's Thursday. We're time for a throwdown. We've talked about, in 15 minutes, 20 minutes. We've really talked about our entire day. Talked about my cousin who is dressing up in fruit roll-ups for Katrina. He's going to spend like $300 on fruit roll-ups, and he has to shave his entire body.
Right, because think about it. If you rip that fruit roll-off up, fruit roll-up off, and it had a hair on it, that would just be creepy and it would kill the whole mood.
Oh.
Yeah, that would just be so wrong, like a fly trap with dead flies in it. That's not how
it is.
I'm just saying, like, that's a fact. So he came over here and he said he shaved some manscaping, and I said, no, you need to be hairless like a chihuahua from the neck down. And I don't care how much money it costs you or how long it takes you to do. You need to do it because you need to wear an entire outfit in fruit roll-up and call it a day.
No, he's rude.
So, you know, he said he was going to go back to the drawing board, and he tried to argue, saying he doesn't want to look like a 12-year-old. And I said, well, you're going to look like a 12-year-old next to this. Really? Do you still care? And he said, yeah, you're right, though. He went home to go shave.
He did, and I just got accosted by the ginger junk. Man, he said, I ain't had no soul.
What?
What?
The ginger man. He just came out here. He needed my lighter to go light the tiki torches for y'all bitches while I'm being attacked and bombarded by all kinds of flying creatures on this front porch. And the neighbor is staring at me. I think he likes my breasts. I'm not really for certain.
Well, I don't understand why you're over there. You should be over
here. Is my mom still out back? Is she going to be offended if I flash my tits to her neighbor?
Yes. Yes, keep your tits to yourself, Jeffrey.
No. Can we talk about
and
how this bitch
Ginger
got me
Junk,
a toaster?
Ginger Junk is singing. He said, let me see your titty.
Can we talk about how Madison got me a toaster?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Madison got you a toaster?
I did.
Yeah.
He did.
No.
Okay, I love that Heather Ray's in the chat room saying, Jeff, don't rub your tits at the neighbor. Behave. I don't feel I need to because it's Joe and I's wedding and like we have like what 2 days, Saturday.
Really, but true.
So just so you know what's going on behind the scenes right now, Ginger Junk just said take me to Red Lobster, and Madison said I'll take you to Red Lobster, but somebody else could give you crabs. And Mike J goes, ooh, I'll give you crabs.
That's still not how it went down.
Oh,
I feel so bad for Scott because he's stuck here for quite some time. Oh, and Katrina, here is your knight in shining fruit roll-up. He is just pulling in. Let's see if he
is
has
he
$300.
Better,
I don't know.
You
are you hairless?
Touch
he brought
leg.
The bastard child.
Did you bring pizza? That's all I care about.
Touch his leg.
Katrina, I have a bitch on the move report from Mr. Ginger Junk here on Vandenbosch. He would just like you to know that he's hairless. So he is down for some fruit roll-ups. Scott, do you have $300 to buy some fruit roll-ups from BJ's? Oh, he's walking back to you. Could you find out for me? What he say? What's happening?
Oh, he just said he cracked me up. He's going to get me in more trouble for walking 20 feet. Oh, yeah, look at him. He's digging through his pocket. So far, he's got $250. You better go find another $50.
How does he feel about the homosexuals? How does he feel about the homosexuals in the back of the house drooling over him? That's what we really need to know.
How do you feel, sir, about the homo love that you're getting in this backyard right now? He says he loves it and
he's
it's great.
Complaining.
He's not complaining. That's right, Mike J. He's not complaining.
So how does he like a donkey, a good donkey, or what?
Are you afraid of a little yaw? He's giggling and he's scared and he's got this deer in the headlights look and he really does not know what that means. I'm going to go get in his face.
Madison, could you show him a picture of a donkey? Okay.
It's on the move. Hold on.
I need to let everybody know that Fruit Roll-Up Boy just showed up with two pizzas, and I just paid for one because he didn't think he was going to do it. Now I'm getting yelled at. Well, I guess we got a lot of pizza, kids. I hope, Katrina, you got an appetite.
I always do.
Katrina said to bring that back right now.
Okay. We're doing Bitch on the Move live with Ginger
Jones.
She said
she likes two in the pink, one in the pink.
Do the shocker, Mike.
I feel as horrible as you in the chat room because they're at my mother's house in the backyard and I'm on the front porch. This is just not fair.
Even Mama Emmett.
But somebody's got to try to control this mess. But that's
I'm
going to
interview
do.
Mama Emmett. Jeffrey, I'm going to talk to Mama Emmett.
She likes
You're
to
good.
Be on there. That's
okay.
the problem.
Listen, I'm going to interview her. Mama Emmett, how was your day today?
Fantastic.
She's dealing well with all the adversity of the lunatics. How do you feel about the loudness of the lunatics in your backyard?
It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, I can see that. So, Mama Emmett, what are the odds of your nephew shaving his whole body and dressing in a fruit roll-up for me? What percentage do you give it?
Oh, 100%.
Wow, I like those odds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, you heard it. Reporting live, Bitch on the Move from the backyard. Mama Emmett says it's going down. And we all know that she would not lie.
I would just like to say, Daniel.
Did you hear that, Daddy Emmett said he'll even buy the fruit roll-ups for him. Now that is a supportive family. That is family values. Right there, you got it live. It's on the move.
I would just like to say, Daniel Romano Katrina says that he will wear fruit roll-ups for you any day. And he was our YouTube winner because he had like 16,000 views. And apparently, I was off that night and nobody knew. So I'm finally getting to say congratulations to Daniel. Luke was our runner up. And that video was fantastic. Fucking chips and gravy. Wonderful.
Okay, well, I appreciate this, but we are not ruling out our lucky runner-up number one right now, because he did show up with pizza, and he put extra cheese on it for me.
Oh, you're talking about pizza?
Okay. Runner-up.
Excuse me, could you tell my personal assistant to bring me some pizza, and
absolutely
I need a refresher of my cocktail. Okay, why is Fruit Roll-Up Man coming out front?
Because he wants to tell you how well he's doing.
I love the fact, oh, I hear his bratty child crying.
There's a baby down.
There's something wrong with
there's
the child.
There's a baby down.
That's usually how it works in this neighborhood. I love the fact that my mother's neighbors have all come out on the porch to hear the show.
My neighbors? Dear God Almighty, I'm going to get kicked off the front.
Mom, that old asshole across the street that's had all that shit in his yard for like a month now, he's sitting on his porch waving, "Hey, bitch." And he drives the ARC bus. I hope he hits a rock. I'm just saying.
Wow, winning.
Mom, could you come up here and make me a cocktail and bring me some pizza, please? Because Fat Bear Girl is hungry.
Look, I've got a swollen foot. If you want me dancing as your wife, you better give me a break.
Boy, you can't eat no pizza. You got to fit in your
Oh, wait. I just want to say, Luke in Australia. Luke, excuse me. Could y'all shut the hell up? Luke from Australia, our runner-up, says the thing is chips and gravy is an actual snack here in Australia. Well, fries and gravy. And he said, and usually people associate it with being unhealthy. Well, honey, here in New York, fries and gravy are the fabulous
chips
thing.
Chips and gravy?
I've never really tried chips and gravy, but I can't imagine that they would not be fabulous. I'm not sure if that's a crazy...
Give me my fucking chips and gravy.
We've got a creeper on the line. I'm not sure if it's my grandmother or the crazy cat lady listening, because I know how the crazy cat lady likes to call in from her creeper line. So if that's you, crazy cat lady, we'd like you to press number one and be on air, because we'd like to talk about the incident where you wrapped your arms around Katrina and told her you was going to come out in your birthday suit. And it has come to my attention that you're trying to wear a burqa to my wedding. Yo, shit got blown up.
Say it right, not Baccarat. That's not a game. She's going to wear a burqa anymore.
I said burqa. Stop taking all them jello shots, fool. Use a hot mess. You know what? And I would just like to say, for all those folks out there that said Katrina was going to outdrink me, y'all was wrong. Because I can drink this bitch. I would just like to say hello. Everybody in the chat room, give a warm welcome to Maria. She is also in the wedding, and she is designing our fantastic cake, which I have not seen and I don't want to know nothing about. It's very, very exciting. Maria, we're at Joyce's house. I hope you know where it's not. It is. You should come over because we're going to go chunky dunking. Well, not really, but we're going to get some more in the pool. We got some pizza here and some alcoholic cocktails. And my phone is in the back.
Jeffrey, shut your face. I have some defending of my honor to do. FYI, I drank way more than you did yesterday, and I managed several costume changes, like Cher. I was fabulous, and I drank far more than you did, and I digested far more Jello shots than you.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. Yes,
no.
I did. You were driving. You were driving. Would you like me to call the police on you and tell them how much you drank then?
Honey, they all know me by name.
Challenge on, biatch.
And I would love to. Everybody knows in the chat room. Our good friend, a cop, lives next door. God bless his heart. He texted me today, and he was like, where you at, fool? You not in the hood? He's like, what time the party starts? So, and Katrina's got a thing for Mr. Cop next door. So I can't wait to see how all this pans out because, you know, he's got a girlfriend. So we're going to see what's up. And I know some of the homosexuals in the back would like to get a piece of his Mr. Officer Junk.
I like his nightstick.
Whoa. That was my dick. Saying, I like it that way, his nightstick.
Okay.
Jeffrey Vito just told me he has a nightstick in the garage.
It's kind of gross. I'd just like to report again that Maria is now saying she has a spin class at 5:30 a.m. Well, I think, how often does your gay cousin get married? You could skip that and just come have a good time with us. I'm just saying. Not trying to pull a guilt trip or nothing, because I've been accused of that once or twice in my life. But I'm saying you could skip that spin class because I don't get married that often, and you could just come have some cocktails and enjoy yourself.
Once or twice in your life? You mean once or twice in the past hour?
Right.
Michael, keep telling yourself that. Whatever gets you to sleep, boo-boo.
I don't want you to go to
Right.
Yeah, let's get John Poop and check in with the groom. Joseph.
Oh, Joseph. He's not going to talk.
He's shy.
He's running. Well, he's pretty. You got a good-looking groom. Good job. I'm just saying. He's a pretty man.
I know. He's such a sweetheart. Like, through all the chaos and all the madness and all the insanity trying to plan this wedding and not having a birth certificate and missing glasses or centerpieces and and just everything. Like, he's just been absolutely amazingly wonderful. And I can't wait to marry him. He's such a sweetheart.
Oh, Jeffrey, he's bawling his eyes out back here.
I'm sure. He's probably back there laughing because he knows I'm out here with no cocktail or pizza. And big girl likes to eat pizza. Joe, Maria says she loves you, but if she loved you enough, she would be over here right now instead of being in our chat room.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, Maria, he came on the radio for you. You hear that? Grandma, is that you on the line on a private number? Grandma, you on the line, press 1. We want to talk to you and see about how you feel about singing on air. Because it's somebody.
Oh, goodness.
I think it wasn't the crazy cat lady, so I'm wondering if it's Grandma Diane. If you were listening on the line, press 1.
Well, I met Jeffrey's grandma this morning, and she was pretty fabulous.
Okay, yeah, how funny was that? We went to go pick up our wedding rings. And my great aunt Mary was there, who is okay. I love the fact that the ginger junk man just came out here with like 95 pieces of pizza, but he didn't come out here with a cocktail. That's a problem.
Are you fucking kidding me? How you gonna have your
cake? I want my cake and I want to eat it too. Oh, and now my mother is leaving money on the porch.
No, because I didn't put the tip on your car.
You can send ginger junk back out this way.
Okay, my friend Michael he wants to know how much it's gonna cost to have a good time with you this evening. He said a lot. Michael, how much you got on that card?
Which card?
He just looked me up and down.
Pick one. I'm just saying how much cash you got, because this fool said he get down, but you got to pay.
I got $40.
He said he got $40. He said for $40 you could take a look.
Oh, Christina wants to play with Ginger Junk's man part.
Apparently, the big girl back there with the cantaloupes, she would like to play with you a little bit. She has this thing where she drinks a lot of alcohol. Is she a lesbian and everything? She likes to get down with the boys. But I'm just saying, at least you could brag to all your friends a lesbian tapped it.
Jeffrey,
Oh, boy.
Okay,
I
would just like to reply. Ginger Junk says she would not be a lesbian when he got done with this.
Well, you know my name.
Yes, I know, but it's more, everybody's got a nickname on this show, just like Jail is now Fruit Roll-Up Man.
Mama. Hey, Mama.
Yes, Mama speaking.
I've just decided that Donkey is safe if I get Ginger Junk.
Okay, so now Madison, the big queen in the backyard, he said Donkey will be safe because Mike, that kid back there, he's got a donkey. Like, it hangs down to his kneecaps. That's a little disturbing. How do you feel about that? Like, it's not right, right?
And
he's a bottom. He don't even like to do nothing with his donkey.
I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
is that such a waste? Exactly, exactly. Like, you got a donkey.
Wait, Mama, if Ginger Junk closes his eyes, I look just like Katrina.
But did you just say Katrina wants Ginger Junk?
No, I just said if Ginger Junk closes his eyes, I look like Katrina.
Oh, Madison, the queen, said if you close your eyes, he looks like Katrina.
No, he doesn't. He does not have tits.
And, actually, he does have tits.
I do. They're in the back seat of my car.
Oh, no, a correction. He said that he does have a 34D, and they're in the back seat of his car. He said, how you feel about birdseed? That's what we need to know right here.
So Katrina and I both have something in common. We both got fake titties.
Oh, Madison, that's foul. How you going to bring up Katrina and her fake breasts?
Because her fake breasts are sitting right next to me.
Yeah. Oh. I think, okay. Katrina, are you there? Katrina, can I get
yeah,
you for a second? So,
mm-hmm.
Ginger Junk said he wanted to touch your breasts, but I feel like maybe he could take a peek at them if he let Michael see his junk. I think it's a fair trade.
No.
How do you feel about this?
That's not okay. No. What
okay.
I need to know from you right now, though, is how would you feel if Madison brought us a male stripper as his date to your wedding?
I don't. You,
I already said yes.
Joe would probably be a little bit offended.
Why?
This is the one that wants to put on Karen Ashley's helmet and strip for.
Okay, well, here's the thing. He can't put on a helmet. If he can get the whole suit and wear that the whole night and we can say it's Karen Ashley and he can be her recast, you know, like how they do on General Hospital, like today, Jax will be played by so-and-so.
Like four.
But he's got to be like 5 foot. What? What I miss?
If he's in yellow spandex, are you trying to say that Karen Ashley is hung like a whore? Because my date is hung like a whore.
If Karen Ashley was here, she would say that she got big breakfasts. So we could say her breakfasts is hung like a horse. God bless her heart. I love her to pieces. She is my boo.
That would be one funny camel toe.
Wow. That would be a really good camel toe. That's right.
Has a camel toe?
No.
Okay, but wait a minute. Do you remember, Katrina, the conversation we had earlier about Mike went spray tanning and we all wanted to know if he had a shadow because of his donkey?
Yes.
Can we
yes.
talk about that? Can we get Mike on the blower and ask him, like, does he have a spray tan line because of his donkey? No. Listen, Ginger, I'm telling you, it goes down to his kneecaps. It's the most ungodly thing. It looks like a horse's dick. It's really traumatic. I saw
it's
one
beautiful.
Day on an accident online.
Shut up, Jeffrey. Get to the question. Get to the question. Wasting time.
Oh, Michael. Michael, do you have a shadow on your leg from where your donkey was?
Well, you know what? What had happened was I got a little excited when I was in the tanning booth. And, well, you know, there was all these lights around, and it turned into like a fucking sundial. So, you know, there was a shadow that was cast. It was a half cast of hair on his ass. Yeah, pretty much. So, listen, you tell Ginger Junk to come around the side of the house. I'll give him a personal showing.
Wow.
I got.
He told you to come around the side of the house, and he'll give you a personal showing. I have to tell you, it's like, you know, when you go and see the little, like, 2-inch man at the circus or whatever, or, like, the bearded lady. It's kind of like one of those attractions, because it's not natural. I'm telling
wow.
you, I was real traumatized. Like, my mother, Joyce, you know Joyce. You've been around her most of your life.
Mama is obsessed with it. She wants to know.
Yeah, she always wants to know where he puts his donkey, because he's such a little dude. Where does the donkey go?
Your cousin Dale Fruit Roll-Up just gave me a very important update that apparently some guy on MSN got crabs in his eyes, and they, like, glazed him over with some sort of crazy, like, goo and wax. Oh, it was on his eyelids. Like, don't get crabs in your eyes. That's what happens when you stick in your eyeballs in dirty women's junk.
He got crabs in his eyeballs. Vito, could you give me a beverage?
Stop being
fabulous.
Obsessed with
Ginger,
beverage,
I would like some ice cubes. Wait, no, here's my beverage. Oh, ice cubes, wild
okay,
tea, a lot of
punch
it,
you in the
and
face.
A
We're
lot of ice
about
tea.
About crabs of the eyeballs, and all you care about is ice cubes in your beverage.
Because I've been trying to get a cocktail for like 20 minutes. Say what? Your name?
We
one, two, three, four. Ginger Junk.
No,
what's your name?
No,
what's your name?
No.
What's my name? I think I'm traumatizing it.
Hey,
yes.
if you send Firecrotch back here, we'll get you a cocktail.
I think we're scared.
Hello? Did he hang up?
Sorry. No, I had to mute myself because he was asking me how to make my beverage again. Like, I don't know how complicated it is. Three parts vodka, one part iced tea.
Okay.
See, that's what happens when you like pretty people. Really? How do you make a drink? You get a cup, you pour ice in it, and you put your two ingredients. Bam!
I'm sorry. I zoned out. What'd you say?
Bitch, I'm going to cut you. That's
come out here and do it. Come out front and cut me.
Hey, Mama, how wet are your titties right now?
They're soaking wet. I know. I got.
I know
could cut glass.
Are you shaving your titties for the wedding?
No, I'm going on natural. I'm going to try to be like
Roll just said you need baby powder to shave your titties.
Yeah, he said he just shaved his parts.
What's
in that
really
meeting.
Funny. Well, see, here's the thing. I used to be a drag queen. Mama knows how to do what she got to do to make things look right. But this fool, he ain't shaved nothing. And the fact that he needed baby powder was probably because his balls be chafing. I'm just saying.
He just said that. Hilarious. You must be psychic.
Well, because Katrina, I know that he wants you very bad, but I'm sure that boy's balls is blue. Just an idea.
Well, I mean, he's just telling us right now about his hair-free taint. And, you know, I think Madison's a little excited to hear it.
I'm nauseous.
I think Madison's a little happy.
Although, I keep staring at Firecrotch's ass to see how hairy that is. But
Will you just yank that down a little bit for me?
Yeah. Or lift his shirt up a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
Honey, that's looking hot.
Wait, who lifted his shirt up? What did I miss?
Your crack could make me live another day.
Oh, shit, wait. Is he at least 18?
You're a hoe.
Yeah, how old is Firecrotch?
Firecrotch, how old are you?
19.
I'm
22.
Over
18
at least.
21, I'm a no.
All right.
Old enough to be in my bedroom.
Old enough to be in a bar. More important.
Okay, seriously, if you're going to interview Firecrotch, could you at least get him on the blower?
He's on his way up front with your beverage, so calm down.
Oh, God bless his heart. He's such a gem, that Ginger Junk.
If he comes back here, we'll give him a tip. Mike and I are going to give him a tip.
Madison and Mike would like to give you a tip if you come back there.
Madison, you can have the bottom half. I want the top.
That's fine. As long as you don't touch, it won't be kai-kai.
You can play the top.
Oh, I would just like to welcome my cousin Rita to the show. She has now just pulled up in front of Joyce's house, and we're on the radio. Hi, Rita. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing great. I can't wait for the wedding.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a hoot, right?
It's going to be more than a hoot.
Do you plan on getting schmammied with me?
Oh, with everybody.
Are we going to do some shots?
We're going to do lots of shots.
You have to go out back. I mean, there's Katrina Johnson from all that on Nickelodeon. She's out back right now.
Hey, Mama, I got to give you the play-by-play of what's going on behind the scenes. My new boyfriend, Mr. Fruit Roll-Up, has his little boy here, and the little boy is pushing a stroller, and he got a little manic with it and pushed the stroller right over my boyfriend Fruit Roll-Up's foot. And so now Fruit Roll-Up's foot is going to be gigantic, and I think it's hilarious.
So Madison will get a kick out of this. I just got asked in the chat room by Luke, our boy from Aussie, if I was doing Shirley Q Liquor. And here's the thing. When I did Dragons, I did Shirley Q, but I used to do a live because everybody said I did better. They were going to have that bitch call me, but they're like, you'll just upstage her. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to toot my own horn or nothing. How you doing? Ask your mom and him.
Toot
toot, beep beep. Okay, I really have to tinkle. Katrina, could you and Michael
take
over for a minute?
Okay, Mike, it's all you.
Shut up. Is the show almost over?
Michael, Miss Ashley's going to be very upset with you.
Oh, God, I have 15 minutes. All right, so let's see. What can I ramble on about for 15 minutes? Yeah, so here's the thing. This girl, Christina Marie Clark, I went to school with her in kindergarten, and you know, she was like this little redheaded girl that looked really kind of greasy, and she wore this terrible jumper thing. Well, guess what? This bitch grew up, and she got some real, like, vampire-ish looking hair going on.
Yeah, but she glitter.
Vampires, she got some glitter.
Sparkles.
No, that's what I mean. Vampires are sexy. I mean, look at what's-his-face from
Twilight?
The moon, the twilight, yeah, Twilight.
From Twilight?
Twilight, yes, Twilight. Yes. Although I personally prefer the wolf.
I'm all about paws.
I like the wolf.
Taylor Lautner.
Hey.
They have fleas, but I'll take it. I'll scratch.
Listen, I'll deal with the fleas. I'll deal with the fleas. I think Miss Johnson would deal with the fleas too. Hold on, she's sucking out a yellow
thing. Why don't we set that up? You got the titties. You can
move
around.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, I'm trying to say Miss Christina Marie Clark, from when I saw her in kindergarten, is one hot bitch, and any lesbians listening.
She's as hot as Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
So you look like a dog.
I look like a wolf.
Oh, no. No, I'm trying to say. Any lesbians listening to the show, a.k.a. Heather and Allison, just kidding, you should probably...
As long as you shave, they pull nanny.
Yeah, yeah, as long as you shave your stuff.
I
want
to talk dirty to all our lesbians.
Okay, here.
Wait
okay,
a minute. I'm going to try... Did Christina Clark just say she didn't shave her nanny?
What was that, Mama?
I can't... Why do I always mix the two of your names? Did Christina just say she didn't shave her nani?
No, bitch. She said you better shave your nani if you're going to apply. Ding dong.
Application's taken. You must have that bald. You better map for the crazy cat lady. That's how I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the crazy cat lady said the hair was important because it was a smell trapper. I'm just saying.
I don't want a flavor saver.
Oh.
Wow. Christina just said she'll play for Save the Crazy Cat Lady.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be one hairball.
No!
Oh.
Oh, that's hairball. You get it? You get it?
Hey, you going to bring back the piece that you...
I would just like to let you all know that I have a fetish for Mama Emmett's dolphins. She has these floating dolphins in her pool, and they're phenomenal. And I've been watching videos and seeing pictures of these dolphins for a long time, and I stole every single one of them. There is not a damn dolphin up in this bitch. There's not a fish. There's no marine life.
Wait, Firecrotch is back. I'm going to rub his dolphin.
Ew.
Okay, why do I have to miss everything?
I'm just saying. I stole all of Mama Elmett's dolphins, and I'm excited about it. And all anybody here cares about is Fire Crash.
Katrina, I've got a bitch on the move moment, so I'm sitting here on my mother's phone, and tell me how my grandmother just beeped in.
Hi, Grandma.
Oh, no, wait. I could be wrong. That might have been my little brother, because his shit's in my grandfather's name. Oh, crap.
Hi, little brother. I stole your mommy's dolphins.
He's probably calling about his plane ride. My mother's going to kill me. We just won't tell her. Hopefully he'll call her cell phone.
Like a sheep?
No.
You should.
Although, if you saw what I had to do to get Jeffrey's wedding gift.
Her ass still hurts.
Similar.
Yeah, she said it still hurts. Okay, so here's the thing, kids. So, Katrina, I posted a picture earlier on my Facebook page. I believe I sent it to the Unscripted Radio page. It was a picture of these. Katrina, where are the glasses from? I can never say the name.
Swarovski.
Okay, so, and they're just beautiful. They're, like, bedazzled. They've got, like, what, diamonds, crystals? I don't know what the hell you want to call them.
Yeah, they're
in, like,
stemware, and they're my favorite.
Yeah.
And I have them at my house. I have the champagne flutes, a bunch of them.
And how much are
they? We opened them, and, like, my heart just melted. I was like, oh, my God, they're amazing. And she's like, if you only knew what I had to do to get those. She's like, it still hurts. I don't know how you do it. This bitch is just, they're foul.
Worry, man.
Right, and I look at Jeffrey and I was like, I don't know how you do it.
She wasn't even playing, she was dead serious. I'm like, Miss Pearl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, if you were here, you could be drinking out of one of those wine glasses right now. I'm just saying.
Hold on. How much was that?
I don't know.
So what's happening in the backyard, kids?
Talking about
Ginger Junk. Is grilling me on the most expensive thing in my closet, and I was like,
I don't know.
They can't afford it.
And he's like, what do you think the most expensive thing in your closet is? And I said, I don't know, probably a mink coat. But that's not counting jewelry. That's just in the closet.
I was going to think about your Louboutins.
Well, those are just, those aren't as much as a fur coat.
I don't know, girl. Oprah had a pair that was like $25,000. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, Christina said Oprah's a hoe.
Oprah ain't a hoe. She's a pimp. Rachel Ray, Dr. Phil, they all the hoes. Oprah the pimp.
Here's the thing, though. I don't hate on Oprah.
Oh, my God.
It's fine. She could do no wrong.
Okay, I have to tell you, I hate on her a little bit because, you know, one of
our darling
friends of the show, Brody Stewart, this kid is amazing. He's definitely gung-ho. I don't know. Is he doing a show now? I don't know. But Oprah personally invited him off of Twitter and paid for him to fly to her for a life class taping. And didn't this bitch have the cojones to go up to her and Sherry Salata, who was her, like, executive producer on the Oprah show the last couple of seasons, and they were on the behind the scenes on OWN. Tell me how he went up to these women and gave them our treatment for the reality show and the radio show. Like, no qualms. He's like, I have something you need to look at.
Awesome.
And then he realized his mistake because we're a little too racy for OWN and Oprah's serious radio channel.
Yeah, I think Oprah wouldn't approve.
Scott, or Ginger Junk, could you possibly call my brother and see if he's the one that keeps beeping in on my brother's phone?
No.
Because somebody tell Ginger Junk.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm not telling Ginger Junk to do anything. I doubt his capability. I doubt Ginger Junk could add 2 + 2, okay?
Well, I heard he was hung like a pimple.
Exactly.
I'll pop
he's
it any
useless.
Day. I will pop it any day.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of Ginger Junk. I think he's highly overrated. I think he's got the IQ of a desk chair or a hanging plant.
Honey, I will sit in the desk
so,
chair.
So, my cousin Maria, again, who is still not here and still in the chat room, just asked if my brother, who's currently in Montana, I don't know, he's doing something with telephone poles or some bullshit. He is coming home. My father's going to pick him up at, like, 12:30 tonight, where we picked up Katrina last night in, like, Podunk. They're, like, in the middle of a cow field with, like, this little teeny runway made out of stone, and there's, like, 3 planes it takes, and they're all, like, little shit kickers. It's insane.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'll file that under. Don't care.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, no, Nick's kind of cute. You might like him.
Okay,
really?
Seriously, Mike J is, like, hitting on my brother right now? It's kind of disturbing.
He's kind of cute.
Okay, well, can
say.
I call Katrina, are you okay if I call my brother out on what he said to me? My brother texted me yesterday, and he said, Jeff, you going to hook me up with your friend from all that or what? And I'm like, well, you're going to have to get in line behind the angry midget, Christina, the crazy cat lady, Dale, the fruit roll-up man, excuse me, and I'm thinking now Ginger Junk. Who else we got?
And Madison.
We going shoe shopping.
Madison,
yeah.
And I'm sure Katrina, because Joe's best man, excuse me, Scott will be here tomorrow, so I'm sure he's going to be in the mix. It's about to be insane. I know, Mike, that would be crazy if you hooked up with my brother, if he was a fruitcake. You'd be my brother-in-law. It'd be
that
a little
could be
disturbing.
Fun.
No,
can
I think
I
it'd be a little...
Can I tell everybody how Izzy LaRue is an alcoholic?
Oh, she's got like 5 years.
Stop
Jeffrey
giving...
Jeffrey dog is
bitch.
A lush. When I was in the pool, I'm floaty, feeling all the dolphins floating around with my gigantic bedazzled goblet. Izzy LaRue was
I'll
going
be right back.
In the Jell-O shot. Izzy LaRue has gone through like 5 Jell-O shots, and she has licked every cup, and she likes the bottle. She's a vodka girl.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah, we think that Izzy LaRue, we really want to sing that song. I got it from my mama. I got it from my mama.
Yeah, and I love that Izzy has to be like the ring bearer for the wedding. She's got to be. We'll like strap the ring to her underside or something.
And put little jello shots.
Yeah, and little jello shots. Yep, little jello shots all the way up the aisle. I like it.
Yeah,
like
and then she'll figure it out. Also, I learned something else amazing today. Besides the fact that Izzy LaRue is the ring bearer, I learned that bath salts are not actually bath salts. That's a code name for drugs. Dun, dun, dun.
You've been telling me this for years.
Yeah, but I didn't understand. I had not known. Like, I didn't get it. I thought that it was actual, literal bath salts. And I didn't understand because I said it's made out of real salt. It doesn't make you crazy. What's the problem? So I want to know what drugs are bath salts.
As far as what I understand about it, it's a synthetic. So it's something that's manufactured with, like, mixing up, like, over-the-counter stuff and some PCP. Who the hell knows? It's a synthetic. It's chemicals. Literally what I've read from the studies is that these drugs permanently alter the chemicals in your brain. Like, you smoke them once.
Permanent?
You're done. Permanent. You smoke them once or whatever it is you do with them, you're done for life.
I think for...
I think Christina just is drowning.
She says she's not right. I want to know why somebody would do a drug that would permanently alter anything. What are you thinking? Like, what makes you say, yeah, let me try that. That's a good way to go.
You know, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that it's one of these things that, you know, you do it in college or you're out with friends or something, like, dude, you gotta try these bath salts. Like, they're gonna blow your mind. Like, I've always wanted to try ecstasy. Have I ever tried ecstasy? No. The most I've ever done is pot. And, I mean, I can blame Dale for the first time I had pot.
Ha! Put you on blast, fruit roll-up boyfriend.
He's running.
Fruit roll-up boyfriend. Gun got put on blast.
Joe did. Oh, man, I just got shot a look. But, yeah, so I don't know, I mean, why people do bath salts. I think it's for the experience, because it's like, the problem is with media, too, is that they put so much of a hype on this. They're like, oh, my God, bath salts. Now everyone in their right fucking mind is running to the convenience store to buy this shit off the shelf, you know? It's like when there was, like, a run for Tide or something on the black market.
That was funny.
Yeah, we did that story a couple months ago in the news break. Craziness.
We also did a story where a zoologist licked a monkey's butt. We are very informative here on Unscripted.
Yeah, where did Mama go?
I think Mama fell off the porch and went to go run through the neighbor's sprinklers.
Ah.
Titties are already wet. What's the difference?
Yeah, Madison just informed us Mama's titties are already wet. And apparently if she didn't shave them, they're dripping wet from all the water on the hair.
Ew.
Visual. But, yeah, so I don't think we're doing a show on Friday, guys. It'll likely be a rerun if we can get an intern to push play. I really don't know.
Yeah, because we got a really big day tomorrow.
We're getting manis and petties.
We're going to the spa.
Day.
Yep, I'm going to wax my beard so that I don't look like I have a flesh-colored beard like Spencer Pratt. It didn't work for him. It doesn't work for me. I don't want to look like I belong on True Blood as a werewolf. So we're going to wax the beard. We're going to get a hot stone massage. We're getting manis and petties. And I'm going to see if the lovely people of Auburn know how to do 3D nails and glue some crazy crap on my hands and make me look ridiculous. There's Asians here, so I'm going to test them out and see what's up.
Yes. We do have Asians in these parts of the United States.
I mean, I'm looking around, let me tell you. I see, like, these giant, big round things. I'm like, what the hell is that? They said it's a bale of hay. I'm like, oh, I've never seen one of those before. And there's tractors. And there's, like, really big houses shaped like barns. Yeah, there's some cute stuff out here that I've never seen before. It's nice. It's adorable.
Yeah, they don't have that stuff in Vegas, do they? You don't just drive down the road and fail to pay.
No, I didn't even know what it was. They had to tell me. No.
Well, let me give you a shocker, Miss Johnson. My grandparents were farmers. They owned a farm.
Really?
And not farmers and pharmaceuticals.
Whoa. Oh, I like that kind of farm. Was their last name McDonald's?
No, but ironically, I live on McDonald Road. My dad does.
Ha ha! Old McDonald had a farm.
E-I-E-I-O.
Kitty cat needs Jello shots.
E-I-E-I. Yes, me too.
Well, there you have it, folks. Tomorrow we're going to be living it up, drinking champagne in the spa, getting faces waxed, getting other parts waxed, and we're going to be passing around baby powder like it's our job. So Mama would like to say that she loves you, and it's never too late to send wedding gifts to the website.
No. You can, go to unscriptedradio.com/donate and send Mama a wedding gift.
That's right. And if you feel like leaving us a voicemail, well, you can still do that. You can send text messages. And you can click on some ads right now and give us some love that way, too.
Yeah.
We love the love.
We do. We need the love. We need the love.
So I'm going to go back to riding a dolphin, and we're going to let you guys go, and we're going to get back to these Jello shots.
Absolutely, because it's 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. I guess Mama's not here to play us out, so we're going to stop talking. Have a good night.
Take a little time to enjoy the radio.
Bye.